Dear Dr. Fingers, please could you help me? I would like to know about negative questions. What are they, and why are they so negative? Yours, Fire Hydrant. Dear Fire Hydrant, thank you very much for your email. Of course, I would be delighted to help you learn about negative questions. Basically, negative questions are questions that have a negative form in them. As you can see, you can make negative questions with just about any tense. For example, didn't you go to the party? Don't you like the film? Doesn't she want to see it? Haven't they eaten already? Haven't they been there before? Don't they want to take it? Couldn't they have done it earlier? Hasn't he fixed it? We can use negative questions for invitations. For example, won't you have a biscuit? Won't you come in for a minute? We can also use negative questions for exclamations. Isn't it a nice day? Aren't they good at singing? Negative questions can also be used to show that you are surprised or even angry that something hasn't been done. Hasn't she finished repairing the car yet? Aren't they in bed yet? And finally, we can also use negative questions to make polite requests. You haven't got a pen I could borrow, have you? You don't know the time, do you? You couldn't help me with this, could you? You haven't seen my jacket anywhere, have you? Negative questions are a very useful way of practicing using auxiliaries. Here, to help me, is one of my students, Susan. Say hello, Susan.
Hello.
The following dialogue will give you an opportunity to hear some negative questions in action. Okay, let's go. I can't pay the rent.
Why can't you pay the rent?
Because I don't have any money.
Why don't you have any money?
Because I wasn't paid my salary.
Why weren't you paid your salary?
Because the accountant didn't receive my bill.
Why didn't the accountant receive your bill?
Because I didn't have time to send it.
Why didn't you have time to send it?
Because I haven't had a moment's peace for the past 3 weeks. And so on. Well, Fire Hydrant, I really hope my explanations have helped you understand these things. Yours, Dr. Fingers.